This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hang on, Sloopy, hang on. I could be Sloopy, I suppose, but I'm not. I'm Doug Steffen. And Jennifer is not Sloopy. She's Jennifer Horn. Victoria certainly isn't Sloopy.
I always thought that song was about Snoopy.
No, Sloopy.
No, I really Sloopy. Did.
Hang on, Sloopy. Hang on.
What's what is Sloopy? What is that?
Sorry, I can't not do that.
Wait,
you know,
what?
Is it was yeah, the first time? Thing. It was the first thing I ever did on the radio in September of 1965 when I first went on the radio. At my college, I didn't do commercial. I didn't get paid for doing it until 66. 1965, I was a sophomore, and I was trying to get rid of my New England accent. So I went on the air, and the first thing that I did was play Hang On Sloopy by the McCoys. It was on Bang. There it is. First, very first thing I did, cracking the microphone and introducing this. The song was on Bang Records, yellow label, with one of those little clouds over it that said Bang. That was 2 minutes and, what is it, 34 seconds? What does it say on it, Phil? Something like 2 minutes and 30.
It says 3-something on here.
Oh, is it 3 minutes? Really? I've lost my touch. I thought it was 2 minutes. Anyway, it was the moment. I have the original record that I played and the story of the record in a plaque downstairs. It's the moment that I woke up to thinking, you know, this is kind of fun. I could probably do this. I didn't think about making a living at it, but I thought, oh, this would be fun. And then I started thinking about it, and it became part of a passion. I mean, things that were passion, I had passion for at that point in my life, I still have passion for today, which I am very thankful for, frankly, being here on the every day, talking about things that are going on with people that I really care about, my friends. We have some laughs. We have a lot in common, and there are some things that we don't have in common, and that's what makes the conversation kind of cool. Every day you can hear a part of our lives mixing with a part of your lives, and people say as they listen, yeah, this is cool. I want to hear more of this. Or these people are stupid. I don't want to listen to this anymore. Whatever it is, help yourself. To the trick of the trade, though, is to have people with you. And this is what I say very lovingly about Jennifer and Victoria. Jennifer has been with me for a long time. Victoria will be here for a long time. And Jay, I'm thankful that she's here to sort of put a good spin on lots of different things that we talk about. Some of them are mundane. Some of them are important. We have been going back and forth on, and I'm sure for the rest of the week, this will be a highlight when we do the talkers countdown stuff at the end of the week. The president's speech will be important. The conversation that we've had off and on about things like Smithfield Foods, I continue to think that is something that piques the interest of those once they hear the story. Now, here's a story that is for those of you who are still smokers. And I know sometimes it sounds like I speak down to those people who smoke because I don't have a lot of patience, tolerance, if you will. And I probably ought to have a different approach to it, and I admit to that, because people, when they get on these things, they get so, they're addicted. There's stuff in that they're allowed to put in, and this is the thing that's so arbitrary. And I say, sort of chuckling, but it's the human condition. Do you realize how ridiculous it is for those of you who think marijuana is bad and should be illegal? If you smoke regular cigarettes and you don't like marijuana, there's something really maladjusted in the thinking process.
Well, it's marketing. We've been brainwashed to believe that marijuana is evil and smoking is okay. And that's, you know,
smoking regular
not healthy
cigarettes.
For you, but yeah.
But it's the thing, that it's marketing, you're right. It's telling a story and being able to tell the story in a way that influences people to think like young women who smoke because they think they'll stay thin. And that's what men want. That's the kind of, I mean, I remember hearing that when I was a kid. Oh, men only want thin women. And so in order to be thin, I got to smoke. And that has been through the generations. You know that. You've had friends, probably. None of you smoke. So it's the, you know, I, it, and it frankly is hard for me to be around people in general. It just is. My mother died at the age of 50 because she was so addicted to tobacco. She started smoking when her mother wasn't looking, and her mother was clueless. My grandmother, totally clueless. So my mother was pretty much, she was a single child, got away with whatever she wanted to get away with. And so she at, I don't know, 15, 16, started smoking and could never quit. And it was the end of her at the age of 50. So I have little tolerance for this, the whole thing. And maybe it's, you know, none of my business if you smoke. When I tell you that I think you're foolish or you're really doing a disservice, not just to you, but to the people around you. That's what the selfishness of not even trying sometimes. I love to smoke. I remember a guy told me that once when I was in a group.
I've never heard anyone say that.
Oh, yeah. This guy was an old timer.
Most people said, I wish I could quit.
Yeah. I love smoking. And I'm 96 years old. You know, you always find a guy like that. So anyway, the president has, as part of his, like, let's get things done here, announced a ban on menthol cigarettes. So I'm guessing, okay, is this a start? Are cigarettes going to be banned? Do you know how much money comes from these groups that, like, what's the name of the company? Well, they're all down in the Carolinas. They're the big company. I forget some of the names, but Philip Morris is one of them. You're right. Yeah, you drive down 95 and go through, what is it, Raleigh, and you see these big...
Aunt and uncle worked for years.
Yeah, right. And they smoked, right? And they one of the
everybody
things
in North Carolina and my family smoked. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So anyway, what's the deal on this? The administration says that they're going to seek to ban menthol and anything that's flavored when it comes to cigarettes and cigars. That's sort of what do they call them? Cigarillos. Mm-hmm. Is that a brand name or is that a kind
of that's a type. Yeah, that's a type of small cigar. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, menthol cigarettes, one of the big issues, and this has been something that, I don't know, we've been talking a lot about stuff that's not widely reported. This has been something that I don't think people have realized how aggressive the marketing has been for menthol cigarettes in black communities, especially.
Yeah. Especially in black communities. Yeah.
Yeah, and menthol cigarettes are so much more addictive than regular cigarettes, and because of just the way they're designed and they're meant to make you more addicted more quickly. So as a non-smoker and as someone with asthma who can't stand the smell of cigarette smoke, I welcome any of this change. But, you know, yeah, I'm sure if you're addicted to menthol cigarettes, you're probably not going to be happy. This isn't going to happen right away. This is going to take years before it would take effect.
A lot of people came out on both sides of the aisle and said that this was discriminatory from the Biden administration wanting to ban just menthol cigarettes because of their impact on the black community. I don't know about that, but, you know, I know it seems nice and utopian to say that we want people not to smoke. I don't smoke. I don't like being around smoke. But is that who we are? I mean, the information is out there. I mean, aren't we a country that lets people decide what is good for them and what's not? I'm not really into
the
ban.
Well, that's the other side of the street. Yeah. Here we are, grandpappy government telling us what to do. But the thing that is more in the root of this for me, Jennifer and Victoria and Jay, is that it is something that has been encouraged by the government. Tobacco farmers for a long time got huge subsidies. And that's because the people, the congressmen and the senators.
Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. Yeah, that's the largest lobby that we have.
But just to play, I mean, devil's advocate, alcohol, a part of that. I mean, alcohol's not great for you. So is the next step, are we going to ban alcohol because it's dangerous? Sugar is terrible for you. Are we going to ban alcohol?
How about we educate people as to the reality of what happens, not just to the people who use these things?
I mean, at this point, I think that's a giveaway.
I think there are a lot of people who come. I think there are a lot of people who are so ignorant these days, and I'm talking about younger people who start this because it comes from ignorance, because schools are not teaching anymore.
Everybody, yeah, that's not it. Every single person knows that smoking is really bad for you. When you're young, though, no one can tell you that you're not invincible.
You think you can live forever.
Makes you look cool, and you think, you know, I mean, the thing is like, this is not the days in the 1950s where they would run the commercials that say, 4 out of 5 doctors agree with Marlboro Light. body for your health. Right. I mean, everybody knows what's good and bad for them. So I don't even think the idea is to take more government money and spend. I mean, again, this is the fundamental issue. Do you want the government in every aspect of your life, including your mouth and your personal vices, or do you not? And I don't. So as much as I don't like cigarettes and I get bugged by smelling cigarette smoke and all of that, who am I to have the government? I mean, I don't want the government getting bigger to ban cigarettes just because I don't like them. I like Diet Coke. What if they ban Diet Coke? It's not good for you. I like sugar. What if they want to ban sugar because it's not good for you? I mean, what are we doing? Where does this lead people? We've got to start teaching personal responsibility and people
we've got to start
the consequences
teaching
if they choose
outcomes.
The alternatives.
It isn't really just this part of it, but it's the impact it has on others. If you're selfish and all you want to do is smoke because you like to smoke, but you're not thinking about the impact
that
it's had.
Part of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you want to drink yourself to death, the fumes from your breath are not going to infect someone else's lungs.
I'm affected by my mother having smoked when I was in her womb, when I was a youngster growing up around this stuff. I have, and you do, you have some
asthmatics.
My mom
has lung issues because my grandmother smoked. Yeah. I mean, that's
right.
But I think, I mean, to that point, yes, but I mean, you could also make the same point with alcohol. I mean, look, my mom didn't get alcohol
flu.
Yeah.
No, you can't. No.
Yeah,
you're not secondhand drinking or third-hand drinking.
Damaged by your mother drinking, and my mom is so damaged by her mother drinking to say that, you know, I mean, look, the argument is this.
It doesn't walk down the hallway, though.
Doesn't walk down the hallway. But when you get in a car and kill somebody,
when you get
in the car and kill somebody, I mean, it screws up families, it tears them apart. So, you know, I mean, you could make the argument depending on however extreme you want to go.
So then how do we resolve it? You say, and this then now it becomes political. Like every other damn thing, it becomes political. The right doesn't like it because we're telling people what to do. The left likes it because we are telling people what to do.
I'd love the right to stay out of my uterus, but they don't seem to have a problem with death.
I'd love the left to stay off my arm and the vaccine. I mean, my body, my choice, right? But nobody seems to...
How come that's only situational for Republicans?
It's situational for Democrats. Democrats, too. That's the point of bringing it up. It's
hypocritical. But see, here it is.
Because both sides of the aisle are saying
nobody
things
wants
when they
to
are
give.
Convenient. Right.
Nobody wants to give. Nobody wants to be flexible. Nothing gets done because, and there's got to be a start. So maybe this is not what everybody wants, but it sure is a start. And I think that's where it comes up on the plus side, as far as I'm concerned, anyway. 18 after. This is the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Twenty-one half the hour on the DJV program.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I think we found ourselves at 23 at the hour here on the DJV program. Time for some trends. Victoria and Jennifer are here. Jay Kirshner has the story, the download, if you will, on Michael Collins, who was one of my favorites. Great astronaut, Apollo 11 astronaut, but he had other trips as well. Passed away at the age of 90. At that age, to have cancer is pretty unusual, I think. Jay, under the circumstances, not a lot of people, when you get to 90, something else will get you, but it's not likely unless it's prostate cancer. And I don't know what kind of cancer it was. Maybe it's not important. But what is important is that this guy was around from the Gemini program on. My friend Jay Honeycutt was the one who found him. He picked all the original astronauts. He was a pilot, obviously. But he was a very interesting guy because he came from Italy. How many people knew that, right, Jay?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't? Oh.
No.
Oh, he was. Yeah, he was born in Italy and then came to this country. He was an Air Force pilot and then spent the rest of his career as an astronaut. And he was one of these very quiet guys. I remember meeting him once at the cafeteria, of all places, when I was so fortunate to have the opportunity to go to launches when Jay was running the program. And I remember going into the, Jay and I went into the commissary and we got lunch and we sat at the table and Collins was there by himself. So we had, and that was the, I mean, imagine what it was like. I was young, well, I was younger anyway, I guess I wasn't a kid, but if a bunch of kids went in there and they could actually, that was when I sort of decided, Jay and I worked on bringing the astronauts around to schools around the country. We did it for a couple of years. And the kids, when they would meet, I'd do broadcasts from schools, do the program at that time from a bunch of schools, and it was all about the kids and the astronauts. And Collins was one of these people, didn't want to take credit for anything. He gave it all to everybody else. So anyway, 7 years as an astronaut. What else can you add that I haven't thrown in there? Sorry to take your time, but I kind of wax philosophical when it comes to some of these
people. I just liked how he had said about his view looking at Earth of how it was just haunting, and in that moment he realized how fragile our planet was. Because most people were always thinking about like how magnificent and just how incredible and how small you feel looking at Earth from outside, and it was like a different take.
Yeah. Well, I think that's it, isn't it? When all the people that are talking about the planet and what's going on with the planet, and we need to save the planet, these people that are up in space and have gone up in space see it, the fragility of it, because the further out you go, like when you go to the moon, the Earth looks pretty small, even from that 300 and some odd thousand mile perch out there. And then when you put in perspective the size of the planet in our solar system, and the size of our solar system in the galaxy, and the size of our galaxy in the universe, you know, all of this stuff, and we're just, you know, one person occupying time and space. And he was very, very, he worked a lot with groups that were interested in making this a better world. In lots of, you know, the environmental stuff was important, but he gave a lot of his time to helping people who were less fortunate than he was. And he was a real advocate for exploration. That's also true. I was telling the story earlier about starting as a disc jockey. Well, this guy always knew he wanted to fly from the time he was a kid. So these are the people who inspire us. And I don't think we pay enough attention to them in school. I don't think we pay enough attention to them. You know, the people who get the attention are, and this is purely from me, like the rapper who died last week, and I don't know who he was. That kind of stuff. But it's all a perspective. For a lot of people, that guy was an inspiration and would cause them to have a better life because of the things that he inspired in people. Collins inspired me and people, excuse me, like me or younger, to do more science and math and to have us be better competitors on the international stage when it came to stuff like this. So, the tip of the hat, 266 hours in space. Michael Collins, dying at 90. It's 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Of all the questions I get asked, the most common is, Warren, my cat is not using the litter box. And there are many reasons why cats refuse to use the litter box. First of all, if your cat has been using the litter box and stops, have him checked by a vet right away. If he has some type of crystallization or if it hurts him to go to the bathroom in the litter box, he's going to stop going. In older cats, make sure you check for arthritis. If it's difficult for them to go in and out, they may stop using it as well. Try a different litter, clean more frequently, put down a second box as well. You know, cats are fastidiously clean animals. Generally, if they're not using their litter box, it's not their fault, it's the guardian's fault. So make sure the litter box is kept clean. Don't play with litter. Find a litter that your cat likes and stick with it, and make sure you keep that litter box cleaned on a regular basis. But again, if your cat stops all of a sudden, check with the vet. There are many physiological problems that can scare your cat right out of the litter box, and it's not fair to correct the cat if he's not using a litter box because he's in some type of pain. Check with your vet first. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israeli medical officials said Friday that a stampede broke out during a Jewish religious festival in the country's northern region, killing at least 44 and injuring around 150 people. The tragedy, one of the deadliest civilian disasters in the country's history, occurred at Mount Moron. The event attracts tens of thousands from the ultra-Orthodox community. U.S. health regulators pledged again Thursday to try to ban menthol cigarettes. The Food and Drug Administration has attempted several times to get rid of menthol, but faced pushback from big tobacco, members of Congress, and Americans wanting freedom of choice. The lawsuit filed by anti-smoking and medical groups last summer is to force the FDA to finally make a decision. SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral in Florida on Wednesday, putting another 60 Internet satellites into orbit. Over 1,500 Starlink satellites have been deployed by SpaceX, each weighing 550 pounds. USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
On February 24th of this year, Lady Gaga's dog walker was critically injured as her French bulldogs were stolen in a violent Hollywood, California robbery. A handful of people have been arrested. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest, USA Radio News Bureau has more.
And the abduction of her French bulldogs. Police arrested James Jackson, Jalen White, and Lafayette Whaley of the crime, charging them each with one count of attempted murder. Also, conspiracy to commit robbery. Two others face one count each of accessory to attempted murder. Harold White, who is Jalen White's father, and Jennifer McBride. Among those arrested was the woman who said she found the dogs and returned them for the $500,000 reward from Lady Gaga. The singer's friend, Ryan Fisher, was walking her dogs when they were stolen, and Fisher was seriously injured and in the hospital. Police said four of the suspects are gang members.
The LAPD is reporting that the suspects did not know they were Lady Gaga's dogs when stolen and only noticed the value of the breed. Americans are being advised to avoid travel to India amid a surge of new COVID-19 cases that has devastated the country's healthcare system. State Department officials on Wednesday said Americans should not travel to India or to leave as soon as it is safe to do so, citing reports of U.S. citizens being denied care from the overwhelmed hospitals in that country. U.S. citizens wishing to depart should use available commercial options now, the State Department said on Twitter. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
After the hour, this is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, the original genesis, if you will, of this when Victoria joined the fold. Jennifer had been here for a long time. So we've got Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and now blessed with Jay Kirshner, who has a nice, important take on what's going on in the world to add to the conversation. I find, as I look around for inspiration, because I do that, I tend to want to have something inspirational in my head as I go to sleep at night. So I have, you know, there are 3 or 4 really good sites that you can go to that you can get bits and pieces of thought. And one of my favorite philosophers of this modern era is Sheldon Silverstein. You all know who he is?
Of course.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So he wrote in one of his poems the following. No teacher, preacher, parent, friend, or wise man can decide what's right for you. Just listen to the voice that speaks inside. And so I think about that in terms of my own life and my own passions, but also when we are talking here in the public forum, and a lot of people are doing good radio programs, and some people are doing pretty lousy radio programs. There are some really interesting people to listen to still on the air, and I think to myself, am I influenced by what they say or by what I feel? Do their words mean something to me, as do the words of my family, my friends like the three of you, the people who are advising me as to how to do this stuff we call radio? All those people have impact. But at the end of the day, most you say and others say to me, you have to figure it out yourself. You know, you can't leave it to somebody else. So what does your gut tell you? That's basically what Shel Silverstein is telling you. You listen, it's either your gut, you can refer to it as your gut, that voice inside of you that you listen to, hopefully your instincts, maybe that's what you call it. Spirituality would refer to it as, you know, trusting yourself, your instincts. You know, when you go down the road and there's a fork in it, remember what Yogi Berra said, when you get to the fork, take it. And so sometimes we do. We confuse ourselves with all the crap that's in our head. Clear your mind. Let yourself think things through. You always pretty much make the right decisions. So having said that, we're back into this mode, Victoria, of trying to figure out what's going on. The body camera footage of the deputy shooting Andrew Brown. I kind of wish this story would go away, but then I'm happy when we... I'm glad, or I think it's good, that more of the information comes out, because as it does, this is another one of those examples of stuff that make people crazy when it comes to the police and how things get done. So
well,
what are they finding out now?
I'm actually glad that the story hasn't gone away, because they've already tried to bury the evidence. So this is a really, you know, Jen has been saying all week, and it's the perfect word, it's transparency. And there has not been transparency with this case. So the judge now has ruled that the public will not see the body cam footage. And he said the reason he's ruling against this petition by a coalition of media outlets to release the footage is because in case this goes to trial, he doesn't want to have... he doesn't want to have any possibility of it tainting a potential jury pool. So this is the within 10 days the body cam footage will be released to Andrew Brown Jr.'s son and the rest of his immediate family. But it will beyond that, it will not be released to the public. So the judge, I guess, is expecting that this will definitely go to trial. In the video, he said he's going to make sure it's blurred and redacted all facial features and name tags of the officers involved, again, to protect them as this moves forward. And then he said that the full video would be released to the family in the next 30 to 45 days after the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation completes their probe into this shooting. So I can't imagine that this won't go to trial. This was, as we know, Andrew Brown Jr. shot in the back of the head, which is what killed him, according to the family's autopsy. We haven't even seen the local police. We haven't even seen an autopsy report or a coroner's report yet from them. So it'll be
part of their problem. And we talked about how they allowed the attorneys for the victim's family to set the narrative, right? The word executions being used. And my point was that the police department should come out early on and say, here's what happened. Either we made a tragic mistake, this was intentional, and action was taken, or here's the circumstances surrounding it. I saw reports yesterday finally coming out, more details about why this might have happened. Apparently, one of the sources say, and this was in the Daily Mail and a few other places, that he was using his car against the officers, that he was trying to
back
over.
He hit somebody. Yes, he did.
And so... Was that before the gunshots? Well, then obviously, if he's
then
weaponizing
again,
his car,
yeah.
Then, you know, is this why the officers started to fire on the suspect? So if the police had come out ahead of it and said, well, yeah, he was using his car on our officers, of course they had to respond and, you know, get him to stop, to take away the threat, then I think that would probably ease some of the tensions. But unfortunately, because they've been quiet, nobody really knows what the whole circumstance is.
They tried to make it about
his judgment.
Yeah, they tried to make it about like his rap sheet, and that doesn't move the needle for people when a man is dead.
Well,
you know, that doesn't,
if in combination, I think the reason that that's important is that if you have a guy with a 180 page rap sheet, which is what they're saying he had, and then he starts using his car against officers, well then they might think that he's a dangerous person and they might use their firearms to stop the situation.
Did they know he had a rap sheet was 180 pages?
Yeah,
long
that's
that
why
point?
They were, well, they were serving a
at
warrant on him. That's why
they were serving a search warrant. But no.
All right, so let's talk about this. The policeman in Washington, who has come out publicly referring to what happened January 6th as hand-to-hand combat. This is the first time I've seen it down under the weeds like this. This fellow's name is Michael, I think it's Fannon, or is it Fanoni? It's F-A-N-O-N-E, who is the policeman that was beat up during the riot. He took to criticizing elected officials on both sides for downplaying the mob violence. He now, according to his psychiatrist, has PTSD. He was attacked with some kind of electroshock weapon. It wasn't a taser, but the guy gets very seriously hurt.
Somebody had a cattle prod. I think maybe this is the cop who was hit by the cattle prod.
I think it may be. Yeah. Cattle prods are nothing to mess with, as a matter of fact. It was an assault, and it was something that when you know, we're still kind of trying to deal with this. About what really happened. I find this distressing, this one circumstance. I actually have not paid a whole lot of attention to what happened that day because I think a lot of it was a lot of hoopla. Some of it was serious.
I think you also didn't watch any of it. And I remember asking. No, but I watched it in real time because it was breaking news. And to watch it happen, it felt like the most un-American moment of my entire life. It looked like I was watching some insurrection of, you know, some South
Bosnia.
American country or some African nation where guerrilla soldiers are taking over. It was so un-American. It was disgusting to watch. And it was jarring.
Response? And I'm asking this not to be argumentative. Truly, I'm curious. Did you have the same response when they were burning down that police precinct in Minneapolis?
I didn't see that. I know that that happened.
I would.
But what I'm saying
Portland
is I saw, I don't want anybody
to burn. What more flips my
down.
Wick is what's going on in Portland. And finally, they're
every
cracking
day.
Down. But Portland is a very, that's so un-American, that kind of stuff. I would have used that as an example, Jen.
Yeah, to answer Jen's question, yes, all of that is un-American. But what was extra jarring for me that day was, you know, I've been to the Capitol. We know the Capitol building. It's like the White House. It's something that
sacrosanct.
It is. And to see, you know, windows being punched in, so it hit me in a way that I have never experienced anything like that.
It reminded me
ever.
Of a scene. We were talking about Designated Survivor yesterday, the TV show.
Yes.
So remember when that
watching
whole business
all that get blown
place,
up.
Got
yep.
it blown up? Yeah.
Yep.
That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah.
Frankly.
I don't think it's, I mean, believe me, I don't think it's great. I think everybody who did that, it was destructive and hard to watch, and I agree with all that. But I think there have been so much politicizing about this that it is almost impossible to get a clear accounting of what went on.
That's the case with everything anymore, Jennifer,
well,
I think.
How many firearms were found inside the Capitol?
I don't know.
Zero.
Why?
There were zero guns used in the, quote, using air quotes, insurrection. You had Joe Biden, when he gave his presidential address this week, say that it was the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War. Well, did he forget about the bombing in the Senate that happened in 1980?
September 11th, I think. I think I'd go. That's a ridiculous statement.
He's talking about the Capitol.
Yeah.
I mean, don't forget that the previous administrations have let go people who tried to assassinate presidents, who have been masterminds of 9/11, yet they kind of paint this as like, I don't know, it's bad, but because of the overreaction and my favorite term, the pearl clutching from some of these sources in the media, and particularly Democrats.
That's a great expression.
It's like...
rosary beads. Let's hold on to them, baby.
I didn't hear any of these same people, like, screaming when police precincts and federal courthouses were being burned down.
That's my point, though. But my point, though, is when you look at the Capitol building is a symbol of our government and our democracy. That's different than any other, you know,
not
building that houses... Well, for me, it does. That's why I had more of an emotional reaction. If someone broke into the White House, if Trump was there, and I don't, you know, I have nothing nice to say about Trump, but if Trump was there and the White House was broken into, I would be in tears because that is a symbol. It was so much more meaningful and it was so much scarier and it felt like an actual attack on the government.
Yeah. I guess a police
symbols are important.
To me, police precincts to me are also symbols, and courthouses also symbols, especially federal. I mean, really, a federal courthouse in the eyes of the government and the law, a federal courthouse and the United States Capitol are the same thing. They are federal buildings, and they were destroyed, and no one.
They don't have that symbolism, though.
I don't think so. Yeah. All right.
Well, but I mean, in the they're federal buildings, is what I mean. And so, whether they have the symbolism for you or not, they are representative. And I see a lot of people who are freaking out about a so-called insurrection when they said nothing about all the riots that happened during the summer and are still happening.
Well, I think, again, I go back to Portland as an example of that in a moment. Let's figure out what's going on with Rudy Giuliani. Kind of interesting what's happening in his life. That's up next here on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. 800-601-8850. That's 800-601-8850.
All right, so let's figure this out, ladies. Apparently the feds have gone into not only Rudy Giuliani's office, but his house. What are they trying to find? What are they looking for?
Evidence of the investigation into Giuliani, it's all about his interactions with Ukrainian figures trying to dig up dirt on Joe Biden when he was the candidate. So that's one of the things they're looking into. Remember those two guys, Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman? They looked like they were right out of central casting as Russian bad guys. Those two were arrested and charged with campaign finance violations in 2019. They're also part of this. So they supposedly aided Giuliani's efforts to look for political dirt on Biden, which essentially he was an unregistered foreign agent for Donald Trump.
What's the motivation for this at this time? Why are they doing this now?
This is a weaponized DOJ. And you know what? I'll be much more concerned about Rudy Giuliani when I see Adam Schiff and John Kerry's house raided, because both of them have been accused of things that are much more serious than even Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani told people what he was doing. Adam Schiff lied about Trump's collusion to the American people. He's a disgrace. It didn't even exist. They made stuff up. They used the power of government to
very
do it
selective.
And ruin
I'm with
people's
you, Jennifer,
lives.
Selective
and
enforcement.
Kerry, using his power, not even
John
an
Kerry.
Office to talk about to
Schiff.
Talk to Iran.
Schiff yeah. Okay, keep it. Calm down, Doug. It's a 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let's get to questions for Dr. Ken here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kronhaus from his clinic, Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. It turns out, apparently, Ken, that plasma is not a miracle COVID treatment. What do you say for the people who have gone that route and are desperate to know what the real answer is?
Well, what you're talking about is when people are infected, then after they recover, getting their plasma, because there's natural immunity antibodies in their plasma, and then transfusing them acutely to people that are ill. Fortunately, in time, we came up from Lilly and Regeneron with monoclonal antibody therapy. Remember President Trump, his life, I bet, was saved because he got the Regeneron monoclonal antibody. So we don't have to rely on human plasma to get the antibody. We now have, as a therapy, this is different than the vaccine. This is you get ill. We're not trying to prevent illness. You get ill, and if the illness is severe enough early on, or you're at risk personally of getting severe illness because you have risk factors for it, then call up the nearby ERs, emergency rooms, see which of them are giving the monoclonal antibody and go get it. So the monoclonal antibody therapy, which is an infusion, is so much more effective than trying to go and get people's plasma and searching for their antibodies in their plasma because they've been
infected. It's a stretch then. It's a stretch. That's what it sounds
like.
We
now have a much better way of getting you the antibody. We can, mm-hmm. we have manufactured it thanks to Regeneron and Eli Lilly. It's just an amazing wonder of modern medical science. We now can make a monoclonal antibody against viruses, and this is going to be a therapy going into the future where we're going to be treating these bugs with monoclonal antibodies that are manufactured. It's amazing. It's a whole new world in our tool chest. Hopefully we'll be also using this against cancers more and more. We've begun to do that, but these monoclonal antibodies, specific antibodies targeted specifically against the disease, is just a wonderful way to fight disease.
All right. So here's a question from somebody who's concerned about all of these various viruses. I remember the bird flu, and this question comes around with a query about a new bird flu. Can it jump to humans? Apparently it's out there. Do you remember, when did we talk about the bird flu? It's been within the time that you and I have been together on the air, which is what now, 14, 15 years. Bird
flu. Well, bird flu or avian influenza, Doug, has been around for a while. It's the influenza virus that primarily affects birds. But in the late 1990s, there was this new strain of bird flu that went to humans, and this was what really changed things and got it on everybody's radar. Mm-hmm. But there are constantly new viruses being made. These viruses are clever little bugs, and they change, they mutate, they create new organisms. And fortunately, we have this new technology, this mRNA vaccine, the monoclonal antibodies, and going forward, this is going to be our way of combating, staying ahead of these viruses that keep changing. So we have new armor. This is really has come out of COVID-19. One of the good things is our way of defending ourselves against these viruses, because this is going to be a problem forever. I mean, it's been a recurrent problem. Fortunately, it's been about 100 years since we've had a pandemic, but who knows when the next one will be.
Right, exactly. And I always wonder, frankly, whether any of these things contribute to the, you know, the problems that we have, the day-to-day problems, heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's, you know, that we don't know because this stuff hasn't been around that long. I can imagine that it might have an impact. I mean, your body is your body, and all these things are flowing around inside your body. Who the heck's going to be, who's going to know whether this stuff causes other problems or not for a long time down the road, right?
I think COVID-19 is going to be causing a lot of problems way down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people who have had it, the long haulers, you know, we've talked about that. We can talk more about it next week. But there's this phenomenon where people do have symptoms months later and long haulers. And that's why I'm more concerned about the virus than I am the vaccine. You don't want to get long haulers either. You don't want to get severe COVID. You don't want to get long haulers. And now we have a way to prevent all this, and it's called the vaccine.
The vaccine. All right, there it is. More from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here every week at this time on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.